Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Christ, can someone turn that fucking thing off?
Sorry, Detective. It's triggered every time someone enters the door.
No shit. He does it at every one of his crime scenes. I just thought one of you would have been smart enough to disable it by now. Jesus Christ. This is a fucking mess. What am I looking at here?
Well, it seems the killer posed his victims again.
Yeah, I can see that, Marty. But where the fuck is her head?
It's up there, sir. He tied it to the ceiling, next to the plastic moon dangling there.
Yeah, now I see it. How is the man posed like that? Like he's punching his wife?
Wire work. He's got their feet nailed to the floor and their bodies held in position via wires. The sky seems to have her sixth sense of humor.
Yeah, no shit.
I just don't really know what it means. I mean, what is this?
I always forget how young you are, kid. It's a scene from an old comedy show called The Honeymooners. Jackie Gleason would get upset with his wife, Alice, and say, "One of these days, Alice, bang, zoom, straight to the moon." Insinuating he was going to punch his wife to the moon. Looks like our boy took it a little too literally.
Before my time, boss.
What are the Vic's names?
Ralph Cramden and Alice Cramden.
Christ, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
What's that, boss?
The names. They're the same names as the characters on the show. This sick fuck is dedicated. I'll give him that. What else we got?
Well, we got this. Forensic says it's written in blood.
Keep making them laugh. Christ.
Sir, we found something out front.
Let me guess. It's a small statue of a person in a robe, wearing a laughing mask.
Yeah. How did you know?
He leaves it at every murder scene. Dust it for prints, though I doubt you'll find any. All right. Call the coroner and get these bodies to the morgue. They've suffered enough indignation. The last thing we need is some asshole to take a picture and put it on the intranet.
Yes, sir.
This is Detective Gable speaking with Dr. Ava Gastrell, a professor of history with an emphasis in ancient cultures. Help me understand this, Dr. Gastrell. What's the significance of the statue? The killer, or the comic, as the news is fond of calling him, leaves it at every murder scene. Help me understand this fucking lunatic.
Well, first off, he must be an avid reader of obscure ancient Grecian history. You see, comedy used to be the only socially acceptable way to criticize the aristocracy. But even then, one was putting their life at risk by making fun of the powers that be. However, there are various obscure writings that refer to a secret group that performed provocative shows around Greece. Acts that not only criticized the assembly, but also possessed a darker kind of humor. What would eventually come to be known as gallows humor.
Okay, but what's that got to do with the statue?
The statue is an ancient symbol of comedy, the laughing mask, also called the sock. You see, dramas and comedies were often paired in Greece and symbolized by the crying mask and the laughing mask, respectively. They were known as the sock and buskin because comedic actors wore thin-soled shoes called a sock and the drama actors wore a boot called a buskin.
This is all very interesting, Gastrell, but if we could hurry up and get to the point.
Of course, of course. Well, to maintain secrecy, this group would place the statue in front of the place they were performing their acts. To someone not in the know, it would just look like an oddly placed statue, but to those who were familiar with the group, knew it was an invitation.
Did this group have a name?
Yes, they called themselves Mavris Helio, which translates into black laughter. However, they eventually became darker and more cult-like, stating they were the offspring of Thalia, one of the nine muses who represented comedy. Eumumnus, the personification of satire and mockery. This gave way to a deity of dark comedy, Mavrielio, whom they came to worship.
So you think this guy could believe he's part of this weird comedy cult and he's still performing these shows?
He very well could. However, the cult transcended the culture from which it was born. Over the centuries, the group persisted, taking on different names and renaming their deity, though the theme always stayed the same, dark comedy. Which one he thinks he's part of is anyone's guess, as the only thing that didn't change was the statues they used to signal the show's location.
This group still exists?
It's possible. After the darkness, all kinds of old religious beliefs resurface. Who's to say this one hasn't?
That's a fun thought.
I'm sorry I couldn't be of more help, Detective.
You've been plenty helpful, Doctor. Thank you for coming in. I'll be sure to reach out if I have any other questions. I'm not sure why I keep making these recordings every day. Maybe it's just to keep my sanity while I work this case. This comic is eating away at me. There's a new murder every month, and I'm no closer to catching this motherfucker. I'm starting to think he's one of these exopaths people keep talking about. Normally, I wouldn't believe in that shit, but if I'm being honest, after the darkness, my mind got a lot more open. Fucking shit is crazy now. I'm just trying to put one madman away. I can't save the world, but if I could just put this one away, maybe...
Detective Gable, we got a call. Looks like we got another murder. It's the comic.
10-4. I'm on my way.
Hello, Detective Gable. I don't believe we've officially met, but I hear you're a big fan of my shows.
Who the hell is this?
Oh, don't play coy, Detective. You know exactly who this is. I thought it was time we had a chat.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Why, I'd want to talk about the world, John, and the sad state it's in.
Funny, I didn't peg you for the humanitarian type.
That's very funny, John. Perhaps you're in the wrong profession.
Nah, I think I'll stick it out here. Habits and all. Now, why don't you go on with whatever crazy shit you're about to say?
Oh, I'm not crazy, John. I'm just trying to get this world to laugh again. Keep them laughing, I always say.
And you do that by chopping people up and posing them like dolls in scenes from old comedy sitcoms?
Oh, come now. You know better than that. Do you know what comedy is, John? Have you ever asked yourself why people laugh at a video of an old woman tripping and falling? Why we cackle at inappropriate jokes that poke fun at the downtrodden? Why we fall on the floor in hysterics at others' expense? It's because somewhere inside us, we understand the absurdity of the human condition. Destruction, pain, death. It's all preposterous. But we've convinced ourselves such reactions are wrong, reprehensible, uncivilized. But down deep in those little blackened spirals of DNA, we know we're lying to ourselves. Did you ever notice that laughter is involuntary, John? Uncontrollable. That's because it's an alarm, a reflexive acknowledgement that life is a joke, and that we should treat it as such.
So, everything's one big joke, huh? What about the darkness? Doesn't seem too funny to me.
The Great Darkness was the biggest joke of all. It was the world stripped of all its pretense, revealing the true levity of reality. You know what we were doing during the darkness? We weren't crying. We weren't screaming. We were laughing, rolling on the ground in hysterics. A year-long giggle fest. Because we were unblinded, John. We could see the humor in the man twitching at the gallows.
Funny. I didn't think anyone remembered what happened during the darkness. You've been holding out on us?
What else could we have been doing, John?
Well... the eggheads seem to think we went on a senseless rampage of violence, cruelty, and debauchery.
John, you're still refusing to see it. What you think are acts of horror are nothing but the bits of a grand comedian's act. There's a roller coaster that goes through skyscrapers, giant theaters underground, a tower...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
We're made completely of teeth. If those aren't hilarious, I don't know what is. But the world still clings to it as if it's all some terrible calamity. They can't see the punchline.
And you're going to change all that, right? With the help of this weird cult, Mavroseleo.
Oh, that. Comedy is historical, John. I would be remiss to not include them. Why do you think my shows all include old comedies? They were all attempts to see the humor in the blackness. And we laughed. We laughed without even knowing why. You can't honestly tell me you didn't laugh when I replaced a man's head with hamburger while he stood next to a sitting Archie Bunker lookalike. You couldn't resist the sheer hilarity of a life, the most valuable and sacred thing to us, gorily snuffed out just to embody a play on words. Meathead, the insult of a bigoted old man so many times leveled at his unwanted son-in-law. But you see, it's not the literal translation of the term that makes it funny. It's the contradiction of the situation. That something deemed so valuable and significant was destroyed for such a frivolous and arbitrary reason. Like a man being murdered because he forgot to put peanut butter on his son's PB&J. That's where the comedy is, you see. The pointlessness of the tragedy. The reminder that life, in all its confabulated seriousness, is really just the setup for a good joke. Existence is just one big cosmic gag reel.
Quite a philosophy you've got there, and I'm sure it all makes sense when you're as crazy as a shithouse rat. But since we're deconstructing the world and the significance of life, I'm curious, where did you come up with all this stuff? I just wonder if it's the product of a neurological defect, a neural engine that just generates crazy shit, or if you actually drove yourself mad by delving into this little ancient Greek laugh cult.
Oh, like any great comedian, I have my influences. Certainly, the Mavroseleo gave me my start. But I really owe my act to a stranger. Isn't that a gas? I would be somewhere, anywhere. At a coffee shop, in a grocery store, in my bed in the middle of the night. And a man would whisper in my ear the funniest, most macabre jokes I'd ever heard. Oh, I'd laugh until I was rolling on the floor in tears. It didn't matter where I was. Funnier yet, I never saw him. Every time I tried, I'd just see him turning a corner, or his back would be to me as he was exiting wherever I was. He still helps me with my routine from time to time, giving me new material to work with. I suppose you might call him a mentor.
Well, I think that answers my question. You're just downright certifiable. A guy whose brain wasn't built right. As fun as it's been, I'm afraid we're going to have to cut this conversation short. I gotta go see what new mess you've left me.
Of course, Detective Gable. I hope you're a fan of I Love Lucy, because I make this one especially for you. I thought your wife, Lauren, would make the perfect Lucy.
What the fuck did you just say?
I know, she was hesitant too, but I assured her she was perfect for the part. But, you know, you didn't really scream Ricardo to me, so I just used the guy she was cheating on you with. I can't wait for you to see it. It's a riot.
You son of a bitch. If you did anything to my wife, I swear I'll fucking kill you. You hear me? You're a dead man.
You know what they say, detective. Tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Fuck! Fuck!